Good morning. We have a few scattered flurries and snow showers across parts of interior New York and New England this morning as a very weak and moisture-starved Alberta Clipper is sweeping through the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic coast. The only real organized areas of precipitation are along coastal sections of New England, south to Long Island, and east over the islands. This precipitation will continue to head to the east and out over the open Atlantic while the region dries out this morning. We'll still have plenty of cloud cover. Eventually, though, we'll go back to some sunshine, especially in the afternoon, from west to east. Temperatures, meanwhile, while starting in the teens, will bounce back through the 20s and on average into the lower 30s by the end of the day. High pressure building in from the Midwest and Great Lakes will take over tonight, bringing mostly clear skies and seasonably cold temperatures with low readings back into the teens. This will set us up for a sunny Friday with that high pressure center overhead. That sunshine will amount to temperatures in the lower 30s once again before some clouds start to move in by the end of the day. The clouds will be associated with a storm system emerging out of the Gulf of Mexico. It'll take a track toward the Carolina coast by Saturday morning. On this track, clouds will tend to thicken during the day on Saturday, especially at eastern New York and over New England. The exact track of this low from the Carolina coast, east and south of Cape Cod, will determine what we get for the beginning of the weekend in terms of sensible weather. A track closer to the coast would mean eastern New York and most of New England will see snow or a rain-snow mix, while central New York and northern New York and New England will have dry weather. A track further off the eastern seaboard will mean more dry weather for more of us, including all of New York and western New England, while precipitation will be confined to central and eastern New England. So we'll see how this plays out heading toward the weekend. Highs on Saturday, again, will be in the lower 30s. Either way, behind this storm, drying out on Sunday with a breeze and highs back into the 20s. Another system will head our way for the early part of next week with a chance of snow on Monday in the mid-20s. And then colder air behind that system will leave us in the lower 20s with dry weather the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect from the southern high plains into the southern Rockies. A deep trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is pivoting through the southwestern part of the country, and snow will continue to add up to as much as 8 to 14 inches in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains and 3 to 6 inches in the high plains of eastern New Mexico and the panhandle of Texas. Further east, on the lower plains of central Texas and Oklahoma, 1 to 4 inches of snow is possible. In the eastern part of the country, that Alberta Clipper is bringing very light snow to the mid-Atlantic. Still, winter weather advisories are in effect for southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey, Delaware, and parts of Maryland and northern Virginia, including Washington, D.C., Atlantic City, and Philadelphia. Most locations will pick up an inch or less of snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 12 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 18 degrees, the dew point 10, 71% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 18 below zero at Grand Marais, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the upper 30s, Boston increasing sun in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 8, the average temperature 16, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 6.3 inches of snow, which is 5.9 inches below average, and 30.8 inches of snow for the season, which is 2.1 inches above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14, the record high 62 set in 1906, and the record low 20 below zero in 1984. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:55 p.m., 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, flurries and a few snow showers this morning, then increasing sunshine later today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, flurries and a few snow showers this morning, then breaks of sunshine later today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, flurries and a few snow showers this morning, then increasing sunshine later today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Flurries and a few snow showers this morning, then breaks of sunshine later today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the lower 30s. A chance of snow, especially in the Hudson Valley east into southern New England on Saturday with highs in the lower 30s. On Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the upper 20s. Another chance of snow Monday in the mid-20s. And dry with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the lower 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.